for the eyesight.
Call our meeting back to order. Who's got something for administrative?
Let me look here.
Well, I'll bring up just that budget thing I was bringing up at 9 o'clock. When can we schedule time to talk about that? Because if we don't schedule time to talk about, it may not get done before Wednesday. It looks like we have some time. We can do it after the IDA today if you wanted to. Is the IDA, it's here.
Yeah, let me speak to that and then we'll answer your question. I would just like us to visit, since now the commission, if I'm on the right track, is going to oversee IDA.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Ron and Joan will join us.
Okay.
And I'd like to just get a good handle of what they're working on.
Okay.
What our goals are for the year, this, that, and the other.
Okay.
Just an update. So,
you want
30 minutes or something like that, I imagine, would do that. So,
you want to put Road and Bridge? We can bring up Road and Bridge at 2:30. I mean, we just can't vote on anything, but we can have budget discussion.
Okay.
That all right?
That's fine with me.
What about what was it that we posted something for? We tabled something for later this morning.
At 1:30, the accounts payable, at transfers, and there's check requests.
Okay.
That should have been sent out from the 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Was the three of those checked?
There's two.
Yeah, it's
one of them was the one. I'm like you. I thought we already did it.
What?
$300 or $300,000 for the insurance.
But I did too. We voted for Tim, and we voted in to send a check immediately.
That's what I thought.
And that was done, the 18th, 17th, something like that. So, but we're going to do Road and Bridge budget discussions.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I was going to make sure. And I'll try to have my, we don't have a lot of time, but I may work during Bob's time. I got lunchtime too to finish mine, putting all the budgets together. It's a little bit painful. On the way we have it, it's pretty hard to bring 3 years past and 3 years current into one document. It's pretty difficult.
So I'm not sure I understand where you're headed. Are you talking about adjusting
Road and Bridge?
The 2010 Road and Bridge budget?
Possibly. And all it is taking that of individual line items and we put it in the contingency, because that's where the trust money gets rolled over anyway.
Okay.
So, all that money stays within that department. It's just a matter of if we want to take something out of a line item, we can put it in contingencies,
okay,
which is more restrictive on anybody to spend.
Okay.
Because we don't have any specific projects we're trying to fund, so there's not like we have a line item there.
Right.
So that's the only thing I wanted to make sure we looked at, because I also wanted to show you some comparisons that I have of where we've grown Road and Bridge. Because one of the things that we talked about is our salaries are $3 million.
Yeah.
And that's half of what we bring in the sales tax.
Salaries plus benefits or just salaries?
Salaries plus benefits is $3 million.
So if you use the number that I was playing with,
4.2,
that leaves 1.2 for materials and equipment.
No.
If you're spending $7,000 per mile,
right,
for 600 miles, and we're spending $3 million on labor,
and that $7,000, if I'm not mistaken,
includes labor.
That includes the machineries,
everything,
upkeep the machine. So you don't have to have extra money. So we should be able to run at $7.2 million budget. Problem is, we only bring in six.
So you're not including the $3 million, not counting any labor in the $7,000 a mile.
Correct. From what I understand, it's
ooh.
Oh no, surely the $7,000 a mile is labor and everything, isn't it? I think that's a MoDOT number, isn't it?
Well,
you know where that comes from?
But theirs is per 12 feet, too, though. That's their difference. 12 feet wide lane.
Ah.
See, we're taking it for a 24-foot lane.
Okay.
So if we wanted to do a typical two-lane road.
That's right.
it'd be $14,000.
Well, Frank and John's been doing a lot of work.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see what.
It is. I just want to make sure we it seems like we spent so much time looking at all the other departments. We may have not focused enough on that one. And that's where I just want to be real comfortable with that.
I'm in favor of looking.
So, anyway, that's the 230.
And I'm going to tell you, gentlemen, that I don't buy our numbers or my numbers, either one, on the amount per mile.
Right.
I don't.
Frank, will 230 work today for you for road budget discussion?
Okay. So
we have such a variation of structured road all the way from gravel, dirt, chip and seal, and asphalt.
Right.
And the chip and seal per year, I know from being here per year that sometimes and have been personally involved in jobs that did not either the mixture, the oil, or the whatever you're mixing it with, the base and everything, all those things play a part in the dollar figures.
Sure.
And when MoDOT came to us with that figure, basically I thought it was ridiculous. I don't care that they know it.
Well, they, mostly because we have a lot of classification types. They may just not have that.
Well, that's true.
So
we got, what, six? I mean, we classify it six.
Six different types.
So.
Okay.
So anyway, change 230.
Change anything else on administrative? I've got one.
Okay.
I'd like to ask Bob if y'all are in agreement. This has to do with the BOE issue of Kanakuk. And I don't even remember where I got my information, but the understanding I had was that the assessor wanted to let the state decide on the nonprofit issue, and which means they'd have the Kanakuk would have to pay whatever he's got him assessed at under protest, and then he'd go to the state to decide if it was right. I mean, they've done the legal work. I don't know what you call that, Bob, but they did this before on the new camp, the family camp, the first camp on the left there.
Mm-hmm.
They came to BOE and we approved it. They showed us the documents that they'd done with the state or the federal folks. And James mentioned he's got a big old thick thing. I assume you haven't looked at any of this.
I have not looked at any of it.
Where I'm headed is, in the next 30 minutes, could you go review those? Because the question, I'm not asking for a big thing. I'm just asking if the documents are there that says it's a nonprofit and there's not a question to have to send it to the state, then why put everybody through that work?
Well, I mean, if it's clear cut, it's one thing, but
if
it's in the gray area,
it's
then
a different story. I understand that. But I think that's what they would, that's what Kanakuk would like, and we just as well. If it is clear cut, fine. If it's not clear cut, then, and you can't see that in 30 minutes, then.
Well, I'm reviewing the documents that Cindy sent us for the Kanakuk right now. And
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're attachments. I mean, it sales, tax exemption, letter from the state, IRS determination letter from the federal government. I mean, they've got all the letters that I believe.
But not for profit and all the stuff that you're mentioning. Yeah, you should have those, but that's not enough when it comes to real estate. There's got to be more. There's a standard, and they either meet it or they don't.
Right.
And they could clearly meet it or clearly they don't meet it. I don't know, and maybe it's in a gray area because we've had gray areas on many of these before. So without looking at
No, I agree.
I mean, basically what it comes down to, if they're using the religious exemption, is it used exclusively for worship purposes? I mean, or is it, are they being exempted as a charitable organization?
Why don't you review it?
I mean, there's different standards.
Sure there is.
Well, I only have one question, and I'll answer it. I'll ask it to them. Why, at this late hour, do we, an organization such as theirs, with the amount of employees and everything, do they come to us with this information when we met with them the last 2 years? I think we've met with them on different things. So,
right.
I wonder why at this late hour.
Not a bad question. I mean, they've talked about it in the road thing. They talked about going to nonprofit. I mean, it's been on the street, so to speak. But now, whether they're just now presenting the documents, James said he just got them, the way I understood him. Now, that is kind of difficult.
Well, the fact is, if they're going to do something, what they do is they pay under protest and then they file something in circuit court right after the first of the year. But they're probably trying to avoid that and try to avoid the expense of that. And
again, I'm looking back to what we did for them before. They brought us all the documents and they were exempted. We didn't have to send them to the state, to the circuit court and all that stuff.
Bring your cell phone. Remind you
to bring your
cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, somebody got the stuff?
So we got the 10 o'clock.
Has anybody got the stuff that you want me to review?
Well, you have email right there?
Yeah.
I can send you what I have, but I don't know if that's what James has.
I'd go check and see what
James has got.
Let me see what I've got, and then you can... And you were not sent it originally, by the way. No. All right. Bob, I've sent it to you. Why don't you go see if there's more letters than that?
All right. And I'll go get my exemption file.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Okay. Anything else?
Sir, no, sir.
No, sir, huh? All right.
So who is all calling in then?
Actually, the way we're going to have to do it is I'm actually going to come for you. I'm going to pool Marvin Woolley.
Uh-huh.
And since we only have the instructions in Japanese, we're going to use Ms. Jones' phone to pull the other participants.
Oh,
isn't it fine? Or we can use yours as well.
Mine's fine, too.
You'll probably have to stand up here, Joan.
Okay. Why don't you call Barbara? Why don't you call, is it Rod? You have his number in there? Which one is it? Oh, the second one. Okay.
Jill, you use his office phone number, don't you?
Okay. Here, why don't you just make sure you get him on the phone and they'll take it from there.
I don't know how to get him on. Here. It says it's no longer in service. Okay. Did you the 881-0020? No, that's not the number I have. Okay, give me the number you have to. 417-881-0020.
Yes, sir.
The new telephone system, it says for clerk, hit 1, hit 2, hit everything. It says if you know the party's name, hit 9.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did that, and then it says hit their name in. Well, I was calling Brown House, and I hit 9, and I was going to hit the H, and I get 911. What's your emergency? Now, what...
Well, I'll have to.
I'm glad I just heard about phone.
Hi, this is Barb.
I had that problem.
Okay. I think for addressing that, we don't want that to.
Yeah, I told her so. She said, I'll connect you. I said, it's no emergency. I did what it told me to do. But that's how it was. Ron Hausman.
911.
Whatever the H was for the letter, is it?
I'll talk to Tamer. I'll send it up to Tamer right now.
All right. Okay.
Commission in an open meeting, and with your permission, we will put you on speakerphone.
You there, Rod?
Yes, I'm here.
The telephone number you have dialed.
Wow, this is nice.
Try, do one more time.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you can hear him fine?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just hold on 1 second, Rod, while we're trying to get Barbara on the phone.
Okay.
Miss Bowley?
Yes.
Hi there.
Back in about 3 minutes.
I'm sorry?
I said, let me call back in about 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So I guess she'll call my number and I'll just transfer her down. Don't say her name. Okay, I don't know how to.
That's fine. Just make sure it's turned off and we'll answer it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in.
We hear it ring. Do we want to take this time to hear from Mel and John?
They're here for that.
I know. Do we want to go ahead and hear what their outlook is at this point?
I didn't know if you wanted any basic overview of the project before they presented it, giving up the
project. Yeah, let's just go ahead and start.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Sir.
We're here again. We were scheduled last week to talk to you about this, and there's some kind of misconception or misunderstanding, I guess, what we was wanting to do. But we're here to talk about the Energize Missouri grant and how it applies to the wastewater side of things. It's $1 million grant, 25% match. It's a maximum of $1 million. And it regards pretty much anything to do with upgrading pumps that's involved in the wastewater environment. Or water, in a manner in which you would save up to 10 cents per kilowatt hour per year, or that would equal that amount of that upgrade. We do have some pumps out there that are not as efficient as they was when they were new. You know, we done some drawdown tests the other day basically in relation to an agreement that we're working with Hollister on the Poverty Point collection system. We found some pumps that were way below par. Will they save that much money? That's what we don't know. I've talked to Mel Akins about this since Joan and Barbara, and we all had our meeting, and Mel has worked up some numbers of what it would cost us to basically collect and take that engineering data and format that into, one, to determine whether it's going to be a benefit for us or not, and then if it is, then to formulate the paperwork and the number of copies that we have to do, and it has to be scanned in the computer, and there's several things. Some of the things we're up against is a short time frame to get all this work done. It all has to be completed by the 11th of January. We have 17 lift stations. Most of them are duplex pumps. One station has four major pumps in it. So there's three or four components to this. One is the drawdown test, which they usually take at least 4 or 5 hours per pump station to do that. It involves probably 4 or 5 people because you have to pump sewage to a pump station to have enough liquid in there to do the test. In doing that, person has to control the other pump stations so you don't have your flow going out or more flow coming in while you're trying to do the test. So it's pretty involved. The other part of it is the holidays. We've got some people off, so it's going to take trying to find the people through Mel's firm to provide the labor in order to get this done in the timely fashion that we need to have it done in order to apply for this. Again, from this standpoint, right now we don't know if it's going to equal out or not, but once that data has been collected, then we'd have to get with the pump suppliers and see what pumps are on the market. We don't know. We think the same pumps are probably still on the market that have been on the market. So, you know, that's the data that we have to have to know if we're going to have any kind of savings or not that would meet the requirements of the grant.
So the cost, and I read some emails, the cost of this fee, the cost of this service would be, first of all, the service is going to every lift station and getting the data of the type of pumps and the current usages. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'd be to go to each lift station and document what pumps are in it and what their current performance condition is, because those pumps, they change over time. So,
and we don't have the data right now,
no.
Correct?
No, sir.
So the data, whatever the cost is to do this analysis, we will need it eventually. Is that correct, if the pump failed?
Well, the data would be good to have.
Okay.
Even if it applied, if it met the requirements of the grant or not, it's good to know what pumps that we're having problems with, because that might be something we might want to plan into upgrades for next year.
And the reason I'm asking that is because we've awarded the contractor to do the energy grant. So they're going to be doing the analysis work once they have the data collected.
Right.
So the data, the fee that you proposed was how much again? I can't remember.
Well, we're just saying it'd be about $5.
There you go. Hello, Barbara.
I have Miss Barbara Bowley on.
All right. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes.
Welcome. This is Chuck and Jim and Danny, and we got our two sewer folks and some press and a little public and Joan. And our sewer folks are just kind of going over quickly what they can give us an idea of the cost to get that on the pumps to see how that would play out.
So what was that
cost? If you could listen just a little bit here for us.
Yeah, the estimate was about $500 per pump station to go out there, do the test, document what's there, and then to try to come up with an alternate pump that then could be analyzed and incorporated in the grant.
Okay, so it's $500 times how many lift stations?
We've got 17.
You wouldn't have to do them all. You could focus on ones that you think are worse, or you could do them all.
Some
won't qualify. You know that.
Some of them.
Won't you have newer pumps and everything that won't qualify?
Yeah, some of the newest pumps are the ones that we're having
trouble with.
So, like, we went out, and the newest system online is Poverty Point, and it. That's the ones that we were doing tests on recently, and one of those pumps is only pumping about 50% of what it should pump.
Now, from what I read and what was explained last week, is a 40%, is that the cutoff line as far as efficiency to be eligible for the grant? Is that what we talked about last week, or am I off on something else?
The only thing that stood out to me is that you have to show through your analysis that you would save 10 cents per kilowatt hour, or that would equate over a 10-year period over the cost of the grant award. If we was awarded, say, $100,000, for example, we would have to show that in a 10-year period, these upgrades that we do is going to equal that.
Pay that back.
Yes, sir.
where Barbara, maybe you could help me with this. Where am I coming up with a 40% figure on this energy?
I'm not sure. That may be a figure that Rod gave us, because I haven't been dealing with the technical portion. He pretty much understands how much energy savings is required in order to qualify.
Okay. I just, as in reviewing this issue, and like I said, this seemed to be time restrictive, so I had placed that figure in my mind that the pumps themselves, if they were 40% deficient, then they were in a qualifying stage for the grant, and maybe that maybe I'm wrong and need to, get that out of my mind. Okay, that'll be fine.
Rod?
Yeah, there's actually not a percentage. In order to qualify, you have to have less than a 10-year payback, and the payback is determined by energy savings versus cost of improvement. So it may be that 43% works out, but that's not the basis of the grant. The basis of the grant is purely 10-year payback.
Okay, so it's a 10-year payback is what the whole... Well, I guess my question is, what's the total cost that's going to be, John? What's the total cost that Mel's asking for?
We're looking somewhere between $8,500 to $10,000.
So the data he collects, somewhat is beneficial, and that's doing every lift station. Mm-hmm. I guess here's the question. If we're going to apply for the grant, we need to spend the money, but is the data, if we don't get the grant, is the data worth something to the sewer department?
Oh, yes, by all means it is.
Okay, so you're fine with the expenditure to have Mel do his part, because Rod's going to do his part because we awarded him the grant. What?
He's the consulting engineer.
Consulting engineer.
Yeah, my understanding is, you know, I'm not going to cross... scope with Rod.
Right.
I'm going to provide Rod the information that he needs, but he doesn't know anything about these pump stations. He's never been there, and so he needs information.
He needs the data, and the only way to get the data is you do the survey, I mean, do the analysis.
And we would be, our staff would be assisting him also.
Right.
With his staff.
And the added cost to that is what you explained a while ago. We've got a time frame that's restrictive. We've got personnel that's on leave or vacation, so that adds more to Mel's staff to get the job done.
Yes.
I mean, I'm gonna 17 lift stations. I mean, it's I'll have to put 2, 3, 4 people on this for several days, working with and basically encompass their whole staff for several days, and then we'll have to go back and try to find alternate pumps.
That's barring any unforeseen breakdowns in our normal day-to-day stuff we deal with, you know.
Is it feasible? I'm
it's going to be burning the candles at both ends. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of work to be done. You know, when I asked the January 11th date came up, I said, well, is that when we have to have a preliminary request in? And I was informed that everything has to be in. So
right.
I was
kind Which of, is pretty much stimulus money.
Yeah. And so it would take a full court effort to meet that, which I have the faith in Great River that we probably can, but it's going to take a lot of people.
But as we look at it, and even with the time restriction, if nothing came out of it as far as grant funding, it's something that would be beneficial to, and that's what this is a repetitive question because he's already asked it. This is something that's beneficial to the sewer department to know what pumps are at what level, or what brand of pump might not be
performing
at what you thought it should or what it says. So,
I'm skeptical. Just be up straight. If this, we've never talked about this.
Yeah, it's come up. It's come up rather quickly.
I'm just questioning the spending $10,000 on something would we be doing this if this grant wasn't there? And I saw one shake of the head no already.
Well, through the course of...
That's my thought.
Through the course of the year, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if we have stations that we tell by the hours, our meters, if they're running abnormally high hours than normal, we would probably do a drawdown test and we'd check those. Would we do all 17 in a year's time? Probably not. We move around and we do them throughout the course of just normal utility operations. We check those that we feel that we should. Whether they're a new system or an old system really don't have a lot to do with it. It's just some pumps, the impellers wear out quicker based on their location or their environment.
We do drawdown tests on several of the pump stations each year. Sometimes it might be that they think that there's a problem based on data they're getting back, their power costs are going up, or their hour meters are running high. Or sometimes it might be that somebody wants to connect into the system, and the question is there enough capacity in the system to let us hook up? So it's a normal utility practice, but to sit there and in a week or 2 weeks blanket every pump station is something that we haven't done in the past.
You said you did some every year?
We do some every year, yeah.
So just because it's the nature of to check all the equipment out.
Right. Like, for example, we checked Poverty Point 5 and 6 about a week before we even knew about this grant. And so that's why we keep referring to these examples at 5 and 6.
What did you find there?
Well, in that case, one of the pumps at Poverty Point 6 was pumping at, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but about 50% of what it's supposed to pump. So you're, like on that one pump, you're paying to, every hour it runs, it's only doing half of what it should be doing. So it's a good thing that we did that, because that's something, okay, we need to do some work on this pump because you're paying a lot of power costs that you don't need to pay for. So it may be that whether or not you get the grant, that we can identify some pumps that are operating well below where they should be, and it may pay for the power savings on that one pump or two pumps may pay for what we're doing. But I can't tell you without.
But if we're doing it anyway, all we're doing is moving it all to a 7-day period.
Basically. Well, we probably wouldn't check all 17 this year. We'd probably check 3, 4, 5, 6 this year, but. I'm not going to tell you that it has no value, because it has value, but it only has value if we find pumps that are operating well below where they should be, and I can't tell you that unless we do the work.
So the grant, the monies that are available through this grant are 75, and then we pay 25%?
Correct.
So... But do we have to analyze all 17?
You can pick and choose.
No, we don't.
So,
just like the two they've just done. Excuse me, Chuck. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but just like the two that they've just done, you wouldn't have to go back and redo those again, would you?
No, I wouldn't need to retest those.
So that takes two off of the 17. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now, that's where I come up with the 40%. Is this was discussed in a SUR board meeting? And one of those pumps, I thought, was at 40%, 43, 45 or something deficient. And that's where I've come up with this. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night thinking about sewer lift stations. So I know that that's where that came from, was either in one of the sewer board meetings that we had here, and we were talking about your analysis of what this pump was doing. So I know that's probably where I come up with my percentage at now, and it's getting more clear to me now that now if we had you're charging us so much per pump per lift station.
Per lift station.
Well, I just what I did is I just did an hour estimate. I was thinking it would take about 5 or 6 hours per pump station by the time we drive there, do the tests, you know, get the results together and look at pumps and coordinate with Rod. So that's what I was where I was coming up with. It would be around $500 per pump.
So on this, excuse me a second, Joan, on this number 6 that's working half 50%. Did you go any farther to see what savings there'd be on that one if we replaced the pump or anything like that?
We worked on that a little bit, but we didn't have time to pull it together before this meeting.
They tried to contact the manufacturer of the pump, and that Christmas vacation, their offices were closed, so we
haven't been able to get data yet.
We hope to have something here for you for an example, but we just couldn't pull it together.
Is your fee included in the grant? If the grant be
there's $15,000 that is available if your grant is approved that you could apply it towards the study. The way I understand it, it's mentioned in the information there. But you have to be approved and you receive the grant, then you could use some of that money to either pay for or defray the cost of the study.
Okay. I've got one more question, and I'll... If this grant, is it like most others that are presented to the state or federal level, is there hundreds applying?
I'm not sure.
And we...
Well, there won't be hundreds. I mean,
maybe 10.
Ms. Boley can address that.
Boley, did you hear that question from Commissioner Strahan?
Barbara, are you still out there?
Yeah, sorry, I switched my phone to mute. Yes, I am assuming that there are going to be several hundred applications for the water, wastewater section of the grant. I know of two other communities that are putting together an application, and I imagine that there will be applications coming in. I would guess they'll get several hundred applications.
Barbara, if they do, and they're in the same position that we're in, and I'm assuming that everybody's going to be in that position, everybody doesn't keep a regular track of how much a pump is using in their sewer system or wastewater treatment, is those monies going to be funneled back into other applicants? If we're not ready, but will there be a second level on this like there is in almost every other grant proposal?
No, because this is stimulus money, and there's timetables on when you have to go have your bids done and when you have to have the work done, because the Department of Natural Resources has a timetable from the Department of Energy that they have to meet, and if you don't meet the timetable, then they don't give you the funds.
Okay, then that basically what we're doing is we're putting all this on the shoulders of our department and of Great River Engineering to come up with the data. If we can't reach that, then we have a decision to make whether it's good use of county funds or if we've wasted our dollars. And we do know that there's some benefit to knowing what pumps are out there that are working deficiently. So so far the stimulus funding has been good to Taney County so far, and I just wonder, I mean, that's the big question we've got now, I guess.
And really the question is, do we want to spend the money now, or do we spend as we've been spending them? You know, basically we're spending about a fourth of the pump stations are reviewed every year, is what it sounds like. So we're basically saying, are we going to accelerate that to do this study? Because Rod's doing his part, with or without this study. I mean, he's still got his own analysis to work on the building. This was just a different, this is, like, I make sure you understand, this is a separate category within the same grant.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So Rod's still doing his job no matter what. It really comes down to if John thinks his data is important, good, you know, so what is your recommendation, John? Do we do it or don't do it?
Well, if we have the opportunity to receive some grant funding to upgrade our stations, that's a good thing. There's no doubt about it. I have concerns about the time frame, but I feel if you gentlemen support us in doing it, support us bringing in the people, that we can get it done. I don't have any doubt why we can't meet the deadline. It's going to be a lot of work, but I think we'll do it. At this point, we really don't know, though, what savings that we're going to realize until we do the study. So we might do the study and then find out that we don't meet the requirement and, you know, therefore we don't apply for the grant funding, But the information that comes out of that is going to be beneficial. I'm not going to say it's not. It will be. So, you know, from a utility standpoint, you know, I would love for you gentlemen to approve this. So that's money that's going to help the sewer utility find out information that we don't know right now. So I would like now, are we going to get the grant? I have no idea.
How long? Go ahead.
We have an excellent grant writing team composed of Boley, Finkel, and Redford, and there's a lot of work to be done here. As you're well aware, no one can promise that we will get an award. However, we do believe, and am I correct in this, Barbara, we do believe DNR will make every effort to spread these monies across the state. And our grant writing team, we have been very proactive with DNR. We have met with them every time we've had an opportunity, and we've had a good rapport with them, and they have reviewed our project, particularly the retrofit on the courthouse. So I feel that we have some things working for us, but of course there is no guarantee that we can get an award. Barb, is that correct, what I'm saying?
Yes, and did you mention that if for some reason we don't get an award, we can still apply for the Energy Revolving Fund?
That's a good point. May I, Barb, please extrapolate on that?
The Energy Revolving Fund is with DNR, and basically what they do is loan an entity the money to do their energy project at below market. Hang on a second. I'm sorry. They loan the entity money at below market. Below market value. And then you pay the money back over a period of years with the energy savings that you get from the work that you do.
Does that make sense? I mean, basically you get a loan, and then it's a standard DNR program. State revolving.
SRIS.
Usually it's pretty hard to justify, but it's only if we went through the exercise and had a decent ROI, then we could do it at that point. But
if you as a small community didn't have the benefit of reserve funds or sales tax, it'd definitely be something of interest. But for us and the paperwork, you know, just everything involved in that, we'd rather shoot for the grant. But
let me ask you gentlemen something. If you went through this exercise and you started testing pumps and you got about halfway through and you seen that there was no chance that those pumps were that you would come back to us. Yeah. So if we did not approve, could we prove a contract considered on, I'm talking to Great River, I guess, on percentage? If you seen that those were not going to apply.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you do that because Rod's doing the data work.
Well, we would already have the basic information that we need. We've already got two that they've checked out within the last couple of months.
Right.
So if they started through the process and they seen that the pumps themselves were operating fine or operating at a 10% loss or whatever, and you said, look, this is not going to work. This application's not going to work. Let's put a stop to it now. Could that be something that we could have wrote up and considered?
We can stop anytime you want. I mean, I'd like to. It'd be nice to be able to do. Okay, let's pick the ones we think that are the worst, and go through the whole process. And then if it pans out, do the rest. I just don't know that there's time to structure it that way. But if we can, I'm fine to do it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm just
looking at a way to go after this grant money if it's going to be dished out, and we're getting every dollar that we can.
That's what we hoped for, is we would have a couple of examples to show you, but we was unable to do that. I was just talking with Mel. John Hooker knows of, like, in the Short Creek system, we've got the pump stations there. They're the oldest system. There's some, you know, not high-level concerns, but there's some concerns of their efficiency. We could pull some of those out that John knows about, and we've already got some in the Poverty Point system, and maybe do an exercise. Probably take 2 or 3 days to run through that. We also talked maybe about an hourly rate to look at the ones that we fill, maybe not all 17, and with a not-to-exceed fee or something, just to get this initial data going.
As far as the grant process, did I understand you have to prove that you're saving money some way?
I believe Mr. Finkel said it needs to be a 10-year turnaround.
So the energy efficiency savings has to be 10-year payback to justify the expense.
Hey, Rod.
So where I'm headed is if it doesn't show that you've saved it, then you don't get the grant.
Yeah. Correct. Hey. Rod, is that correct?
That's correct. There's no reason to even apply for that piece of it if you don't have a 10-year payback. It's ineligible.
Mm-hmm. So it's an ineligible project, yeah.
Could I ask Rod a question?
Yeah.
Because it's important to this. Rod, this is Mel.
Do you hear that? Rod, do you hear him all right?
No, I didn't hear that.
Come up here, Mel.
Yeah, come up here to this microphone. Sorry about that.
Where have I been?
Can you hear me now, Rod?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay, here's a question I have. Is that, let's say that these pumps are designed to operate at one condition, but just due to wear or for whatever reason they're operating, for example, like this one that we analyzed is operating about 50% of the capacity it's supposed to be looking at. Let's say that you looked and, given the conditions, the best pump that you could find is one just like it but brand new. Would you be able to take the current operating point and then the new pump and then show the 10-year payback that way? Would that be?
I mean, we could check it, but again, it kind of all comes back to that installed cost, how that relates back to what our savings are.
Well, I'm saying if the numbers pencil out, they don't. It's not that that you come up with some new inventive pump that now is much more efficient. It's looking at your specific conditions. What do you have now, and what are you going
to? Oh, yeah. You mean a theoretical condition?
Well, yeah, a new theoretical condition compared to what you've shown by field test to be your current condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's what
absolutely. That's what we would be doing anyway.
Because I don't know that there's most of these pumps that we're going to find out here. We may find a more efficient pump, but we've already got controls in. We've got, we got the rail system. We've got all kinds of things that... in the end, in a lot of cases, what we're going to be doing is putting in a very similar pump to what we have now, but it's just going to be brand new and probably going to operate better because it's not worn.
That doesn't make any difference. If you're getting the savings and you've got 10 year or less, it qualifies.
Okay, well, that's what we're looking at then.
Yeah. And Mel, you know, with response to one of the other questions there, you know, can you test two or three of these and see if they're going to fall in line? I think the answer to that is yes, but you have to keep in mind we only have 13 days to put this whole thing together. So if we do that and we spend a couple of days trying to figure out if two of them are going to pass, we've already lost 2 days in doing all the testing that would be required for the other ones.
That's our biggest concern is the time frame. Yeah.
Well, I mean, my question, Greg Burr says you can get the data together. John, you're saying the data would be collected, would be valuable with or without a grant, and you pay for it anyway, 25% of it annually anyway. So we're just saying accelerate to this year.
Yes.
And all we're really risking, and if I'm speculating correctly, we're basically spending about 75% of the, say, $10,000, or $7,500, because 25% of it's going to be spent anyway coming up next year. So for $7,500, is it, to rush this study, is it worth the possible grant money? I say it is.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
So I'm good with going forward with the expenditure, so... based off what I understand, what I'm hearing, really, and we won't know if they qualify, if any of them qualify, until we do the data collection. That's the problem.
That's true.
So we don't know what we don't know until we do this study. So,
I mean, if we find that, if we find, 3 days from now or 5 days from now, or, like I say, we got a real short window, but if we find that, hey, this is not panning out, we'll tell you.
Right. So you're here looking for the approval to spend the money?
Yes, sir.
Then I don't know how I do it. Should we motion it? It's not listed as an agenda item. He's going to spend the money, and we're just going to approve it in the accounts payable. How do we do that, Bob?
Well, who's going to spend the money?
Sewer department.
The sewer, Taney County Regional Sewer District is going to, or is the sewer department, it's Taney County Regional Sewer District project.
Right.
And we're going to use capital expenditure funds to conduct the study. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I guess you'd approve the use of Taney County sales tax capital improvement funds for the sewer department or the sewer district, whatever the case may be, to go forward with the tests on the pump stations?
Yes.
Now, is it considered if, let me say this, is it considered, John, because this falls under, would it be, and they come in and we don't get everything in time, there's some reason that we don't get the grant, but we still have the data. Is that considered for putting in new pumps? Is that a capital improvement that would be paid for by the sewer board, the sewer funding?
That's a capital improvement that would be paid for by the half-cent sales tax for wastewater capital improvements.
Yes, yes, okay.
They're actually owned by the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Yeah.
So we could, and what we have is they're not meeting. We don't have a sewer board meeting. So we're going to have to prove it
Tuesday
through the GCR.
Capital improvement.
Capital line. Improvement line, and then have them if.
Hopefully they approve it.
Hopefully they approve it and will reimburse us. That's the way I'm looking at it.
All we're doing is, you know, it won't even hit our GCR if they approve it. Only
right.
Hits our GCR.
Yeah. It'd be.
Because
the
time
costs.
We invoiced it.
Yeah. It's going to be after the first of the year, probably 2 weeks or more.
Actually, you can use those funds to pay for any capital sewer improvement in the county that you want to use it to pay for.
Absent the 780 budget. Out of the capital improvement budget.
Okay. So there's
no. All right. I'm just trying to keep our budget.
I've
as
got
we
money.
Talk budget woes here.
Yeah,
I'm
I've talking. Got, well, I've, I don't know. I haven't seen the finished budget, but I had money budgeted in there for wastewater capital improvements throughout next year. So, but I haven't seen the final product, but there was money in there.
Well, this goes without asking, but I'll ask anyway. I assume if we give you the go-ahead, you got an idea of which pumps you would start on?
Yeah, in talking with John, I think Short Creek, our oldest system that we have, would be a place to start. PP2, Poverty Point number 2, there's been some times when it hasn't kept up with flow also. You know, and it's one of our latest systems. But
so you've got a priority list you would give him and say, here,
yes,
start here and go from there.
And they're aware of some of them already just in their interaction with John Hooker and discussions with him.
I'll second the motion. If we can ask them to get back to us, not with a time-consumed report, but just a sense of where you're at, as you were talking about, Mel, if it's how it looks after you've done two or three. And
yeah, if you want to just put us on the agenda for a week from today or
yeah.
Something
we can
like
get
that.
Get status okay. Report.
So that was your motion. I'll second it because we never got.
Okay. All right. See how it goes.
Just give us an update as soon as you can give us an update.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We need anything more out of Barbara or Rod? Or?
See you, Rod. Thank you.
That's it? Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
All right. We're ready for executive session with Mr. Paulson.
Hey,
sir, take a paper.
Oh, yeah.
Check on that for me, just for my own mental deal that
40%
that we talked about.
Cookies.
Maybe 43, 40.
You have anything you know about them big cookies?
Check the last
oh, you did?
Maybe
oh,
some
sure.
I read, too.
How old is he? 17.
Yeah. There was one of the, I think it was in a controversy, the 5 and 6, and I think that's where the 40% came in to my mind. So check on it just for my own mental. Yeah, in discussions with the Hollister agreement, right? You bet. You bet.
We'll, maybe another attorney getting in touch with you. It depends on whether we're covered or by our insurance company or all the lawsuits. If our insurance covers it, we may have another attorney that handles it. But either way, we're going to need you. All right, thanks.
Okay, have we got something to go into executive visit with you on?
Just a little bit. A
little bit?
So let's go to executive and then...
2 minute recess, if you don't care.
Want to recess now or recess later?
Recess before we go in.
Okay, let's just recess right now.
Let's get both. You know, recess now, recess later.
How about we recess for a few
the wellness
seconds.
Program, we can get first. Some exercise in.
We're going to recess first for just a second here.